Hi, I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God. An obedient response to God's truth is the only thing that will maintain the integrity of the abstract and the concrete. We have to answer God's abstract truth with our obedient response, or we are like the Israelites in Isaiah's time. Isaiah 29:13, the Lord says, "These people worship me with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me, and their worship of me is based on rules made by humans." Can we see what happened here? The people of Israel agreed with the abstract concepts of worshiping and honoring God, but minus an obedient response to divine instruction. That is, they obeyed God in their own way, which, of course, is not obeying God. In Isaiah 58:3, God told them, "Don't you see that on the days you fast, you do what you want to do?" How did this come about? Their hearts were far from God. Life became about them and not about God. They still wanted to worship, so they did it by their own rules. They see the truth, but they are blinded to the reality of their lives. Another example, in forgiveness. Ephesians 4:32, "And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ forgave you." I once made a request of a lady which involved another lady in our church. She responded that she couldn't do that because she hated that person. Honestly, I was shocked. This lady was very involved in the church. She probably even agreed with the abstract idea of forgiveness as taught in the Bible. But she made certain adjustments to the truth. She applied it to her life. Some people she would never forgive. They may be on God's list as those to forgive, but not on hers. She missed a moment in which she could have connected her life with the truth of God, an opportunity for the truth of forgiveness to live in her and bring spiritual nourishment to her. God's truth that she agreed on in her mind was no longer God's truth as it worked its way into her life. Dave Scott, livingbythewordsofgod.com.